Welcome to another episode of the Skokie Pod. We are back here on a Monday morning with my boy Plataru. Plataru, how do you do?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just eating some cereal right now. Still recovering from Germania, but feeling good, man. How are you?
Germania was amazing. It was great. It was great to see you live in person, to see all the Skokie Heads crew, most of the Skokie Heads crew. Yeah, it was A lot of fun. Usually when I talk to you on these podcasts, we haven't seen each other, you know, in a long period of time. So it's a little different now that I just saw you. It feels a little different in my brain for some reason. But it's a great time. I'm still recovering from Tibranium as well.
Yeah, did you get your invoice this morning?
Yes, the invoice. Yes, his lawyer reached out.
So there's a few extra charges. I'm not arguing about paying them, but I would like to know what the last minute extra charges were. So Turb, if you're listening, you can feel free to add your 40,001 email to the Turbania emails and explain the last minute charges. That'd be great.
That's all right. Well, you know what? For his birthday, it's all good. Well, I don't like you. We'll let it go.
I'm just busting balls. I wasn't not gonna pay. I had a good time. Happy for Turb. Happy to be there and celebrate with him for the big 4-0.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, let's get to the fantasy football action here. You know, sorry that we missed last week going into the final week of the season. Really, there wasn't too much to be decided. I mean, unfortunately, Danny Boy was pretty much eliminated. He kind of needed to beat Steve by 80 points and to have Steve not get a victory point. Steve's team did lay an egg, but unfortunately, Danny Boy ended up losing to Suva Suva, looks like, here, and only put up 103 points this past week. And then another thing that was to be decided this past week, Tony Spamones needed to either get a victory point or needed to outscore or have Aaron outscore him by 40 or less in order for him to hang on his number one spot this past week. And thankfully for Spamone, he did run into a shitty Raffleman team this week and was able to get his little victory point there. And for Sutton, this team's been riding hot and putting up points as usual, the care of draft Dala. So not much else to be said. You know, we all knew what was kind of the situation here as we're heading into the postseason. But yeah, man, I mean, just a couple commentary since we haven't been on the air. I mean, just talking about a couple teams here and there. One thing I want to say, just to wrapping up the regular season, Munt for Sutton, kind of a little bit under the radar. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to it so much, but kind of coming in really hot into the postseason here and putting up some big point totals here towards the end of the season. And on the other end, what I'm kind of looking at here trending in our division is you got Way of the Shark and you got Team Patel kind of backing their way into the playoffs with all the other sellers here who kind of just let go, making it easy for them to make the playoffs in the first place. But it's kind of looking like Big Bass is going to have an easy path to the championship. Whereas in the other division, we'll see. But that brings us to our next point. Obviously, we'll talk about the playoffs, but let's talk about a couple other things, though. You know, we had this big draft dollar thing pop up this year. We had a few teams kind of sell their soul and yada, yada. Obviously, you know, the one thing that kind of stands out right now, unfortunately, as much as we love him, Danny Boy, looks like, you know, he spent all that money. He was wasn't really worried about future Dan. He was worried about present Dan, but his team officially knocked out of the playoffs. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, he did everything he could within the rules of the league to make the playoffs, and he still couldn't get it done. I stayed at Jeff's place after Terves, and coming from someone who doesn't have you know, that good of a grasp on like football and in fantasy in general, he kind of, you know, he obviously does it for fun and the camaraderie of it, but even he said that he kind of felt like he got the better hand of most of the deals he did with Daniel. He didn't even like do any negotiating with T. Higgins, and Daniel just kind of put out a number. Grant's like, Jeff's like, yeah, I'll do it. And he said the same thing kind of happened with Dak, and Dan kind of just overestimated, you know, how much, you know, players should have been going worth, you know. But you know, it's crazy. His team will probably go down as the greatest team ever not to make playoffs. So he can hold on to that one, I guess.
He could have made a run. No, he could have. It's tough because he could have. He had a lot of talent on the team. He could have definitely made a run. But I mean, the one thing I'll say though for him at least is that I mean, he may be able to sell Justin Fields and maybe get some of that money back in the offseason, and potentially, possibly, I believe he can keep keep Garrett Wilson, I think, right? And which isn't a bad, I mean, you never know. Garrett Wilson might have a great career. Who knows? But so there's options there. You know, whatever. It is what it is, obviously. I mean, you know, not to be said. I mean, hey, these other teams, too, like Team Patel and, you know, Grant didn't sell that much, but Team Patel sold a lot of cash at the next year. I mean, who's to say? I mean, if they get knocked out of the playoffs next week, I mean, so be it. Then it's kind of the same
situation. They're sitting in the same spot, yeah, for sure.
But anyway, it is what it is. But we move on. Yeah, we got the big playoff action big coming up here. And we got Team Weitzman getting the bye this week. And Team Bassinger also getting the much well-earned bye this week. But both well-earned byes. Obviously, the two best teams all year. And it looks like we're going to have Mutton for Sutton taking on Raffleman in the first divisional matchup here. And on the other end, we're going to have the Indians away at the Shark. But before we get to the playoff preview, a little bit of controversy that our good friend JR brought up, who loves bringing up controversy. What about this this website, which looks like it's not separating the divisions as far as who's going to make the play? Do you know what the plan is in the CC? Are we going to have to handwrite this on paper for the end of the year here?
We might just have to. I think I'm hoping he can do some editing of the playoff matchups. But I mean, you're going to have a hey, girls. All right, my dogs are causing trouble. Yeah, the website will be able to keep, you know, the stats. You know, worst case scenario, we'll have to, you know, do it on paper, but the website will, it does look like they have a, you know, consolation bracket. So when you look at the scoreboard, there will be a score to look at. And it's not, I don't think it's much of controversy. It is what it is. We know who's in the playoffs and we know what the matchups are, but yeah, I'm not letting it become that serious of an issue. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Is what it is. It is what it is. So yeah, let's get right to it, man. So we got a big playoff matchup coming up. We'll get to the other division right off the bat. I mean, you got Mutt for Sutton taking on Raffleman. Raffleman, one of those teams all year that we kind of said seemed disinterested, seemed like he didn't really care at times. Had that one time he forgot to set his lineup, but still a lot of talent on the team, and he's done a pretty good job. I feel like he hasn't really given up. Has he done that? Given up any draft cash? You know, but I don't know off the top of my head.
No, he didn't. I tried dealing with him. He said he didn't want to. He liked his team, and he was going to let it ride. I wouldn't say he doesn't care. I think Steve is more of a, I'm going to draft it. I'm going to work with the guys I have. If I have a buy, I'll buy someone on the waiver wire. I wouldn't say that he doesn't care, but he just doesn't. He doesn't put much effort outside of, you know, setting his lineup. But yeah, he's got it. You know, he's got it. He's in the playoffs. He's got a better shot than me and you winning it. But yeah, he's got a tough matchups for some of his go-to guys. Jacobs is going up against a pretty good running defense with the Patriots. Etienne also playing in Dallas. It's not the best matchup. And Joe Burrow going against Tampa, who Tampa offensively can't move the ball, but their defense is usually pretty solid. But, you know, like going into this week, though, it seemed like he was putting up good numbers every week. And, you know, I expected him to do it again this week, and he laid a dud. So there's definitely even if you look at the matchups he has going into this week, still think he's got a shot at it. But like you mentioned, Aaron's team is kind of rolling right now. The last month or so, I think he's been putting up big numbers. And just like Steve, though, he's got some matchups that probably, Eckler's got a good matchup against Tennessee, or a bad matchup against Tennessee, you'd think. But Tennessee's kind of struggling lately. Jefferson has got the Colts, who usually perform well against, you know, opposing wide receivers, even though they're a pretty bad team. And then Kyler Murray against Denver, who, you know, over the course of the season, defense has been pretty good, but they obviously got lit up last week by Mahomes, but I don't know if Kyler can do that. I still think Aaron's going to continue rolling and set up a pretty good semifinal matchup against Joey. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. One thing that I didn't want to say about Raffleman is that ever since he changed his logo to that little clown logo, ended up kind of really getting hot. So you never know. I could roll some steam here in the playoffs. Tougher matchups for Fiala, obviously. I mean, the players on his team, though, still sometimes do perform even in tough matchups. I mean, the key for him is, in my opinion, Josh Jacobs. I mean, he's kind of been the core of his team as far as being a guy which you can rely on to put up like 15 to 20 points, kind of anchor your team. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with that. Aaron Jones, he's been kind of inconsistent. It just depends what he's going to put up. I think he's another factor in this, but yeah, I mean, AK definitely has better matchups. And, I just think AK is like kind of the hotter team right now. I mean, Tony Pollard's just been fucking tremendous for him. He's coming in hot. Justin Jefferson trade was a great trade. I mean, this guy can really be a game changer at any given moment. So I just think Aaron has a few more players like that can kind of change the game and a few better matchups that I think.
And the players you mentioned are the players that he traded for too, which is kind of makes it, you know, interesting that Steve didn't, you know, he sat still, he's going to roll with the team he had, and Aaron, you know, filled his team with players that, you know, will make the difference for him to get him over the hump.
Yeah, but you never know. Amon Ross St. Brown can go out and easily play like another like 35-point game, and, you know, that can really kind of propel you to a win. So, I mean, anything kind of happen can go. So, we'll see, man. We'll see. Raffleman's kind of got a little mojo, too. I think that right now, looking at the Vegas line, I think the Vegas line has AK favorite as a -7.5-point favorite in this one. So, what do you think about that line? Pretty accurate?
Yeah, I like it. And like, base sums up my season is every time I think a team's gonna win, or I think my team's gonna win, I lose. So who knows? Maybe Steve will pull out the upset.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. It should be tight. It should be Tony tight. So Tony tight waiting in the wings, obviously, for the winner for a tremendous conference final. Then in the other division here, the Skeletor division, Team Bass, obviously, like you said, sitting pretty with the bye week. One of the things that we did not mention really quickly, though, just really to mention really quick, is points four, a little bit of a big deal this week, because obviously there's an award for the overall points, and Tony, coming into the week, had the lead, but I'm pretty sure, because the website doesn't count the points until the end of the week, right? Like, it didn't count the weekend. So, yeah.
Correct.
So it looks like Team Bassinger are going to take that over, unfortunately, for Team Simone here at the end of the season, so that's a little bit of a big one there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Congratulations to Bassinger. He's had a hell of a season. He's kind of been, you know, sitting at the top, not kind of under the radar, if you will, most season. But yeah, he's definitely had a good season. Can we talk about the most points against, that no one wants to be rewarded for that?
Also, just really want to mention that his birthday weekend too. Congratulations to him on his birthday weekend. Such an eventful weekend for Mr. Bass.
Congratulations.
Point, congratulations on his birthday and his points for win this weekend. Yeah. Points against, yes. Who has the highest points against here?
It's gonna be Mito, because he just won up against Bassinger.
Yep.
Mito goes the unluckiest, and he made the playoffs, so good for him. He had the most points scored against him, and he still managed to make the playoffs pretty easily too. He was pretty locked in for most of the season. He had a couple of moments there where. Was like, is he going to fall apart? But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the next matchup, the next big divisional matchup coming up here. We're going to have the Skokie Indians taking on the Way of the Shark. I mean, you got two teams here that kind of have, in some ways, regressed in the last few weeks and have kind of been able to make the playoffs, because, unfortunately, we all had to sell in our division at that point. They had enough of a lead. They did a good job early in the season, obviously. But let's get to the team we just talked about, Team Patel, doing a good job on overcoming some bad luck this year. But right now, you know, I'm a little concerned about this team. I mean, the Deebo Samuel injury is kind of going to hurt. You know, he does have Mahomes and Herbert, and those two guys could definitely be anchors. And, you know, there are two very, if not the best quarterbacks in the league. But he's going to need Stephon Diggs to be better than putting up 5.2 points, which hopefully he can. My concern is Swift and Cook. Like, Cook can be a monster at times, but Swift just isn't doing it, man. Like, I mean, if anything, they're giving the ball to Williams, as you well know, in the red zone at times. But the one saving grace for Mito might be Mike Williams. Looked good last night. Might be back. Unfortunately for him, he was right about Alvin Kamara. He wasn't worth more than $8 with him, and I initially started to negotiate, which I thought was an absurd comment, but Kamara's been terrible since I dealt him to him. But I'm a little worried about T. Patel, but nonetheless, Way of the Shark, not really doing much better. You know, it's kind of getting hot for a little while, but he's going to need Davante Adams and you know, Zeke to kind of do a lot better for him here coming up into the, but I'll let you analyze the exact matchups here.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said about Mito's team. He's kind of got some question marks, but he's got his anchors, you know, Diggs. I expect Diggs to bounce back. Miami game should be high scoring with their offensive capability. And he's got his Mahomes and Herbert are going to produce for him, which Grant really doesn't have. Now Lamar being out, who knows? I mean, even if he comes back and plays, he's not the Lamar, healthy Lamar. I made some deals with him, and we talked about Deshaun, including Deshaun, to have him as a keeper, and I kind of wanted to see, you know, what he looked like, and he kind of looked like trash. You know, I didn't see much or hear much about him from this week. A little bit better than the game against Houston, but yeah, I don't think, just basically looking at the quarterbacks, you know, Beagle's gonna has a big advantage there, and you know, they both have question marks outside of that. You know, Devontae's gonna have to have a monster game, and you know, he's going against Belichick, who usually likes to take away, you know, one of their offensive weapons. I don't know if it's gonna be Josh in the running game or if it's gonna be Devontae, but yeah. It's gonna be tough for Grant to pull it off, but you know, anything can happen. I kind of have, you know, let's hear what Vegas has. The line has, I think Mito would be a slight favorite.
Yeah, I mean, Jez, I mean, Gino, who's been obviously tremendous, and you may have mentioned this too, but I mean, going to San Fran, I mean, San Fran's tough. I mean, whether he's got San Fran at home or on the road, and Seattle just kind of been regressing a little bit as it is for the most part. Zeke's been a surprise, man. When he made that deal for Zeke after he lost Williams, I kind of thought, like, you know, man, Zeke's washed up, like he's not too good. But they find a way to give him the ball in the red zone, and he's been putting up some decent numbers, actually.
Yeah, he has been pretty solid.
Yeah, it comes down to Devontae, and I mean, you know, Devontae's, you know, at times can put up 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, or he can get you 8 points like last week with Derek Carr's shit game sometimes. So, you know, but unfortunately, yeah, like you said, New England's tough. I mean, that's not, you'd much rather see Devontae going up against anybody but Belichick there with David Carr. So I think that's going to make a difference. Is Lamar going to be back? I mean, who knows? Do you want to play Lamar? Has he been that great? Really not. So, yeah, I think as a result, I think you probably give Mito's team the slight edge here. But I think this is going to be a close one, man. I think Grant's team can surprise some people. The one thing that is that Buffalo game with Miami is probably going to be a shootout. So I think that Waddle and Diggs might have some resurgence there. So I'm going to probably say Mito squeaks it out. The Vegas line right now has Mito favored actually by a very tony tight 2.5, just under a field goal right there. 2.5 right there, Mr. Patel. So it's going to be tight. I think you probably think that's too low, don't you?
No, I think it's going to be pretty close. The more, you know, the more, as you're talking about it, you know, Grant's team's pretty solid all around. I mean, you know, I know against Hollywood, it's got a lot of my former players on it. So
yeah.
I always believed in them. So maybe they'll actually pan out in the playoffs.
He needs better luck though. I mean, look at Williams, yeah. Like they fucking put up 40 points against Minnesota and he had 3 fucking fantasy points. Like that's, I mean, the guys are putting up numbers every week, you know, so.
Yeah. And Williams is like, when there was a tough matchup, that's when he would get like 2 touchdowns. So he does most of his work when against tough matchups. So, you know, Jets defense is pretty, you know, above average. So, you know, he could find the end zone twice. He's been doing it all. He's done it like 4 times this year. So definitely can't put it past him if he does it again.
Very nice. So yeah, gonna be very interesting. Gonna be a wild card weekend we're gonna have here in our, well, I guess there's no wild card, but you know, divisional weekend. But yeah, and then of the two teams with the bye, you know, you got two obviously the best teams all season. You know, as far as the team and as far as the path, I mean, did you think that Team Bassinger has the better chance or Team Weitzman here? Like, who do you like better as far as that goes?
Let me take a look.
I'm probably going to say Team Bassinger because the two teams, the Indians and the way of the Shark, are just not as good, I feel like, as Sutton. And I just think Sutton beats Raffleman, and Sutton, I think Sutton poses a big threat towards Team Weitzman. And I think Sutton's got a shot, man. We don't want to jinx him, but I think he's got a shot to finally bust that, pop that cherry.
Woo! Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely like Aaron's chances. I like Aaron's chances most times when he's in the playoffs. He builds himself a hell of a regular season team, but he always seems to flop in the playoffs. It always can happen. Like, I've had seasons when I've dominated from like beginning to the end, and then like the semifinal game just like barely crack 80. And just all your guys just don't perform. You know, Joey went out and got quarterback Josh Allen, and he spent money on Josh has been kind of, he hasn't been that like number one overall like he had in the last 2 years. He's been pretty solid, but he's not putting up like 30 points a week regularly. But he's got some really nice matchups in the playoffs, starting with even the Miami game. But he won't be playing. But like even that semifinal game against Chicago, he should probably have a monster game. But I don't know. I don't know if you know, it all, if everything has to, you know, line up perfectly for him. So just looking at his team, it's not. I don't know. It's not like, and when you look at Josh, he's got a Tyreek Hill and. You know, his Trevor Lawrence has been playing great, and Tua has been, you know, I guess he kind of stumbling a little bit the last few weeks, but there's those guys that you kind of like, kind of a little bit more reliable. So, and then with Walker, I don't know what's going on with Walker's injury. That kind of hurt him, hurt Joey, because he was a stud, and Barkley's cooled off the last few weeks. So, yeah, I think as far as the teams with, you asked the teams with the byes, which one has a better chance at doing it, I think Josh might be slightly ahead of Joey.
Tony's got a deeper team, but Josh has a little bit more like outstanding, like maybe a few guys who can put up a few bigger numbers. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Both teams definitely, you know, I still think favorites come out to get to that title game. So yeah, it's going to be a fun playoff run. Definitely excited for it. Regular season was great with all the draft dollar stuff. Just made, but one of our, I think definitely classic, memorable regular season. Probably the most memorable one we've had. A lot of involvement here all throughout the season, which is very rare, which is amazing. So.
Right.
And yeah, before we go, I just want to give you guys just a really quick, just no analysis, just a final wrap up regular season power rank here for you guys. Obviously, Team Bassinger's one, Team Weissman two, Munt for Sutton coming in at a hot three. Probably gonna put Team Skokie Indians at four, Raffleman at five, Way of the Shark at six. And then probably going to give OMD the honor of at least being seven. And then the rest of us all suck, even though OMD's, I missed the playoffs too. But, and that's your final power rank in the season, folks. The rest of us are tied.
We're all rest of tied as losers. We're all losers.
Give OMD.
Yeah, man. It should be a fun few weeks as the playoffs start. It's always fun, that 3-week period of like, you know, I don't know. I've made a few runs and it's like, you know, everything needs to line up, be lucky, and, you know, at this point, you did everything you can to get yourself into the playoffs, and now you just gotta get lucky, I guess.
Maybe if Mutt for Sutton wins, we'll adjust the pod. Maybe we'll get him on next week for a little analysis. You know, a little analysis.
Yeah, yeah, it should be an interesting offseason. We got. I feel like we got to get him on here and to walk us through how that's going to go, because there's probably going to be some changes made.
All right, man. Well, been a pleasure as always.
Yeah. I feel like we might have lost a few listeners because people are kind of out of it and or you know, don't care as much. I know Meatle mentioned he doesn't listen anymore.
It's the holidays, too. Things are kind of, you know, everybody's getting busier and stuff like that. Vacations popping up for a lot of people. So, but it's all good. Hope you listen. Good luck to you for the playoffs, and hope you have a great week, everybody.